Welcome to the Stitch Sisters Podcast.
I'm Val.
And I'm Katie.
Thank you for tuning in. This is episode 20, Jamie in Our Pocket.
Fueled by Smart Food Popcorn.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
So we just spent like 20 minutes waiting for Zeus to settle down. He's such a fidget today, so he's just kind of lounging in front of the computer while we're recording.
He's cute, though.
Yeah, he's our little mascot. Yeah.
So we'd like to welcome you back. This is episode 20. Oh, my gosh.
20 episodes.
Wow.
That's big for us.
It is.
You know?
It's very big.
I wasn't too sure if we were going to make it.
Yeah, well, it's thanks to all of you listeners out there.
Yes, giving us support and, you know, your feedback and just all sorts of wonderful little tidbits that keep us going.
So we want to thank you for coming back. And if you're just checking us out, thanks for checking us out.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks for listening. And we've got a couple other thank yous. Big thank you to Dawn, who is Knittin' Wolf from the Wolf Farms podcast. She mentioned our podcast on her podcast.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I sent her a little care package. So
yeah.
She really enjoyed that, and I was happy to see her have it.
Oh, that's great.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And another thank you was because I won a prize.
Yes, you did. Yay!
Yes, I won a prize from the Geeky Girls Knit podcast, and that was for their Winter Wonderland cowl. I won an awesome British Birds project bag from Knit Run Dig, and that's Sam. She's on Etsy, so we'll give you a link to her shop, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so surprised to have won, and it was a good thing I checked it out, too, because you have to claim it within 30 days.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit behind on the Geeky Girls because I have to use Downcast to get their podcast.
Oh,
on
yeah.
On my iPod, because sometimes iTunes is a little bit finicky with their podcast, and I don't know why.
It's just iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes is being iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally watched it on Downcast, and I was like, oh my gosh, I won a prize!
Woohoo!
I claim that prize right now, so it's beautiful, and I can't wait to get it in the mail, and thank you so much, Cece, and Damaris, and Sam.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome for you to have another project bag.
Yeah. So, on to events and cals.
Well, right now, the Crochet Crowd is still doing their Mystery Cal for 2015, which is turning out to be a small lapghan. And it's really, it depends on the color combinations that you use, because I've been following it, and I haven't really started it myself, but I've been getting the clues.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on the color combinations, it can be really, really beautiful. Or it can look just really tchotchke.
Oh.
So I'm kind of, I don't think I'll be joining in on this one, but some of the samples that people have been sending into the Crochet Crowd of their clues so far and what they've done so far have been really, really beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Like, I've seen one where it was all done in, like, the country just blue and white and cream.
Ooh.
And so kind of reminds you of, like, you know,
country kitchen,
like the Dutch painted linoleum Delft, exactly, the tiles. So I thought that was quite stunning. But yeah, if you choose all these different kind of colors that don't really go all that well when you're doing this, it can look a little tchotchke, in my opinion, but kudos to everyone that's going along with the Crochet Crowd. And sorry about the noise in the background there. Zeus was grooming, and he decided to put his paw over top the commuter. So, anyways, so that's the one that I've been following along, in crochet wise, and they're also doing a yes shawl, which is a challenge for till April 15th. And if you go onto the Crochet Crowd's website, it is a shawl that's designed to help you read crochet diagrams.
Oh.
And you and I are both like crochet diagrams. Oh, my God.
I can read a chart. No problem.
I know.
For knitting.
Mm-hmm.
But crochet diagrams, I'm like, someone spilled their ramen noodles on my page.
It does look like that.
Yeah.
And I agree, like, I'm not really great with charts to begin with.
My mom can read them.
Can she?
Yes.
Well, she's been doing crochet for a long time, too, eh?
Yes.
So, but it's designed to help you read a crochet diagram, and it's a really, really beautiful shawl. So, I would suggest you checking that out as well. Especially if you want a shawl. I think it's easy to intermediate a skill set. And again, it is designed to help you read a pattern, diagram.
It's a good skill to have.
And it's a good skill to have because there are some patterns out there where you just just get the diagram.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, like you said, ramen noodles all over the page.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. But
you're,
yeah,
still recovering.
I'm still recovering. My frog is still throaty. My throat is still froggy. So you'll be hearing that a little bit, but,
you're getting better.
I'm getting better. Yeah. So that's okay. What's been going on, Cal and event wise.
Okay. Well, I have a couple. I'm participating in the Sheepy Spring Cal. And that's a Cal from the Geeky Girls Knit podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you can connect to spring, like it's a spring colorway, or it's got like a springtime theme in the name, or if you run out of ideas, you can say you knit it in the spring. Knit or crochet or spun in the spring.
Oh.
And they've got a few really cool prizes. So it's kind of like their Winter Wonderland Cal that just ended, mm-hmm. only it's springtime.
Oh, and this was on their podcast?
Yes.
Awesome.
So that's with the Geeky Girls Knit, and you have to be a member of their Ravelry group too. So,
mm-hmm.
and you should be.
You should it's be, fun. Exactly.
It's fun. And then we have the Kilt Me Now Cal, and that's the Outlander Cal. So that's on Instagram, and that's with the Knit More Girls, Geeky Girls Knit, Subway Knits, and Yarngasm podcasts. So that's anything you can connect to Outlander. So,
and that's been going on for a little while now.
Yeah, that's been going on for a little while, but they're ramping things up again because Outlander's going to be starting again.
Woohoo!
Yes, in April. But we'll get to another little celebration for that in a minute.
Just give me a piece of that Jamie Fraser.
Oh boy. Pocket Jamie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And for events coming up in April here in Canada, well, Ontario, we have the Knitters Frolic, and that's Saturday and Sunday, April 25th and 26th, 2015. In Toronto, Ontario, at the Japanese Canadian Culture Center in Toronto. So you can visit www.torontoknittersguild.ca for all the details. And I've been, and it's fun, and I dropped a whole lot of money.
Ah.
But that was when I didn't have a kid.
Yes.
And I had saved up every penny of my birthday money.
Yes.
And was planning on dropping it there. So it wasn't like, oh, I don't have to pay the mortgage this month. I'm going to buy yarn instead. No.
No.
I had money set aside. But it's a really fun time, and I had, like, just missed meeting the yarn harlot.
Aww.
Like, I had walked out, and then Maggie came out and said, I just met the yarn harlot. I'm like, dang it. Missed her by this much.
One of these days, so, one of these days, you will meet days. Her.
Yeah, I know. I need to meet her.
And you will have a sock ready, like, for her to hold, so you can take a picture.
Yeah, I always have socks on me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we have a giveaway.
Yes, we do. You thought it was over, but we got something good for you. Oh, yeah,
something real good. Uh-huh. And it's because I splurged a little bit.
Yeah. So you could thank Katie's sense of splurgingness.
Yeah, I splurged a little bit. I bought myself a pre-birthday present because I knew I was probably going to be getting a little bit of funds. So I splurged because I went online and saw the Woolly Witch, and she's Tiffany. She's on Etsy, and she had the most gorgeous spinning Rolags. And I could not resist because they were called the Water Horse of Loch Ness. And it's Outlander inspired.
Yes.
And when she sent me my stuff, she sent something for you guys, too.
Yes, she did.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So I ordered 4 ounces of these Rolags.
Mm-hmm.
She sent 2 extra ounces for you guys. So, one person for this contest is going to get both ounces. So
yes.
This is a giveaway for the Water Horse of Loch Ness Outlander-inspired sweet rolls, spinning Rolags. And the fiber content is Merino, Angelina, and cultivated silk.
And let me tell you, the photos do not do it justice. Oh, you have to see this in person.
Gosh. This is why I splurged.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys get, like, one of you is going to get 2 ounces of this.
Uh-huh. So jealous.
So I will put up a thread in our Ravelry group, and it's going to be 1 entry per person. You have to be a member of the group to win. This is our Welcome Back Outlander giveaway.
Going on for the month of April.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, the whole month.
The whole month. So you have a whole month to enter.
Spread the word, you know. And what you need to do to be eligible to win the prize is go to the Woolly Witch's shop, and I'll put a link in the thread. What you need to do is tell us your favorite colorway of her sweet rolls. And tell us what you'd like to make with it, like, after you've finished spinning the fiber. If you don't spin, but you still want to win, just tell us what your favorite colorway is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, sounds pretty easy peasy.
Yeah.
So how many entries can I get in?
1 entry per person, and of course we're not eligible.
We're not eligible. Oh,
but I already spent my money.
You already spent.
Oh man, it was well worth it though. Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Like, I'm telling you, it's got these little threads of gold shot through it.
Yeah, and pink. But it's mostly like dark forest green, deep teal, seafoam green, and oh, it's just gorgeous.
It really is the Loch Ness Water Horse.
Yes.
Perfection.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And to give you an example of an entry, if I was still eligible, I would go into her shop and say, I really love the Princess Bubblegum colorway. And after I was done spinning it, I would make it into totally cool little wrist warmers.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So that's an example of your entry. So that contest thread will be open as soon as the podcast goes live.
Yeah.
Okay? Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Can't wait to see everyone's ideas.
Yeah, and I am so excited for Outlander 2. Everyone in the States is going to be getting it on April 4th.
And here in Canada, we're going to get it the next day.
Yay! Waiting 2 weeks.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
That was killer the last time.
I know. I won't have to, like, download it, like, the day after.
Yeah.
I can just, you know, DVR it and watch it, you know, before bed.
Uh-huh. It's going to be awesome. Yay, and apparently the first episode back has got the very first love scene that the that Sam Heughan and Katrina Balfe did that that they had to do for the series.
Ooh, I like this show. It's exciting.
It's exciting, isn't it? So apparently, according to Katrina, there was rug burn.
What? Oh boy. Yeah, just so to let you guys know.
Get your fans out and, you know.
Yeah. Outlander, the books, and the TV show is not safe for kids whatsoever.
No, it isn't.
No kids allowed.
It isn't. It's very adult, you know.
Yeah, adult oriented. Plus. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whew. Let me catch my breath. And we'll go on to foes.
Yeah.
Do you have a foe, dear?
I do. I have a little foe.
Yay.
I have done a dishcloth.
Yay. And it's pretty.
Oh, thank you. It's just a standard, you know, corner to corner dishcloth in the colorway chrysanthemums by Bernat Handicrafter Cotton. And
I'm going to have to knit up a bunch because I have two huge balls of that.
Yes, you do. And as you see, it knits up really, really nicely.
I was actually thinking of making, like, placemats.
Oh, that'd be a very good idea.
They're so kitschy. I love the colors. Mm-hmm. I love the colors so much.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea. Yeah, I've just been on a little dishwasher. I wish I had a dishwasher.
Yeah, I wish I had a dishwasher, too.
A dishcloth kick. And I'm just, I just cast on a new one, but this one's going to be smaller. It's going to be like a little baby washcloth out of the Baby Pastels colorway from the same company, Bernat Handicrafter Cotton. And also, Katie mentioned that this colorway would make a really good bonbon. By Susan Claudino.
It totally would.
And I just realized, oh my goodness, you're right. Oh. And I've got a lot of it. I've got like the huge skein.
That would totally make an awesome bonbon.
It would.
And it's worsted weight.
It's worsted. It'd be washable.
Mm-hmm. You need to make one.
I need to make one. I need to get that pattern. So that's my foe. And I don't, I don't really have any hose, well, except for my easy triangle shawl, which is slowly but surely coming along. Do you have any?
I've got nothing.
You got nothing?
I've got nothing.
Okay, well, your whips make up for it.
Yeah, I have a lot of whips.
Yes, you do.
Not as many as some.
No.
But I have a lot of whips.
Mm-hmm. Because I was teasing you the other day. I was like, whoa,
yeah.
You got a lot of whips going on.
I do. Well, it's my own fault. I cast on the Mudblood cardigan 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
After I mentioned it on the podcast last episode. So I did go with the Mudblood cardigan by T.N. Connaughton, and that's in the unofficial Harry Potter Knits magazine from Interweave. So, I cast it on using 4mm needles and 4.5mm needles, because I got gauge.
Okay.
And that's using the Knit Picks Wool of the Andes Superwash in the Garnet Heather colorway. And it's coming out really pretty.
And it is.
You know, it's just going to be a plain kind of cardigan, but I love, love, love the high collar. That kind of, like, drops down over your shoulders, and you can put buttons on it and everything, but you don't even necessarily have to put the buttonholes on.
Right.
It can just be a design feature. And I thought it would look good with my really awesome I Believe in Sherlock Holmes t-shirt.
Yes, it will, because that's an awesome t-shirt.
I am also dubbing it my I Ain't Going to Rhinebeck sweater.
Yes.
Because I can't afford it. And, you know, everybody's got their awesome I'm going to Rhinebeck sweaters. Well, this is my I ain't going to Rhinebeck sweater. And, yeah, I started it early because it's probably not going to get finished till Rhinebeck.
Well, there you go.
So, and that's in October, which gives you the, you know, amount of time that I have to knit, which is not much.
Yeah, but you tend to get a lot more done than I do for some reason.
Well, I knit on my lunch hours.
Yes, you do.
And if I feel sufficiently rested and my little guy has a very long nap, like yesterday, I will knit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I think that's it because, you know, I have a lot more time on my hands, but I don't, I guess I don't cherish the time enough like you do.
You do cherish the time.
And you do. You do cherish the time an awful lot because you're like, oh, I can knit. Every you know, and you're like, and
second.
Knit, 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 knit. And meanwhile, I'm just like, oh, I can do that tomorrow. You know, and which is not the greatest for productivity, really.
That's okay. You're taking it easy.
Yeah.
Knitting when you want.
Yeah.
Instead of, I need to knit now, or else I will never get to knit again.
Or I'll never get this done.
Yes.
So.
I have another whip, though, too.
Yes, you do.
That I'm currently knitting on it right now. It is the Mama Vertebrae by Kelly Brooker. And it's out of my lovely, lovely Ravelry D-Stash Malabrigo Arroyo. And it's in the colorway Aguas. And I am using, for the body, the 4mm needles. I did a swatch using 4.5, and it was just too holy for me. So, I'm using 4mm needles, and it's coming out with this gorgeous, lovely fabric.
It is.
And I love the tonal, the greens and blues and sea foams. And I'm so spoiled with this yarn. I feel like I'm cheating on Madeline Tosh with this Malabrigo Arroyo because I don't want to knit with anything else anymore.
That's okay. We won't tell her.
I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going to happen to me if I go up to Toronto to visit Patty? And she takes me to Passion Knit. I will have to take out a second mortgage and come home with a trunk full of Malabrigo.
Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
Because I need a closet full of Mama Vertebrae in every color, obviously.
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 Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yes, if you haven't been to Toronto and you need to find a knitting store.
Yes.
Go to Passion Knits.
Passion Knit. Our friend Patty, she's on leave from there right now. But I've wanted to go there for so long, ever since she started working there. And they have koigu. This is very coveted. I wanted to get some koigu from Patty's store. So, and we'll get to that into my needs and wants.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that's true. I'm jumping ahead, as usual.
I know, but I jump all over the place. I've had coffee this morning.
Oh, my goodness. I'm surprised you aren't bouncing off the walls.
I blame Stacy. We've just recently reconnected with a friend that we haven't seen in like over 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought over like this hazelnut coffee mate. Yeah. I blame you, Stacy.
You need the decaf.
No, I really don't. I really don't. Coffee makes me happy in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll still drink my tea.
There you go. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. You haven't gone over to that dark side.
No. I did get some really nice tea though. And we'll talk about that and new stuff. Again, jumping around.
Now, the person that sent you the Malabrigo, they sent it really fast.
Yeah.
So well, that was awesome.
I did have it sent to the handy-dandy daddy's post office box in the States.
Well, that's true. Well,
to cut down on shipping, and it only takes like 2 days. You know, you don't have to wait at customs for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, Christina on Ravelry. Or Christine. Oh, shoot. If you're listening, I really hope I said both names, so I have a 50-50% chance of being right. But, yes, very affordable, and you know, shop the D-stashes.
I look at the D-stashes all the time.
Yeah, if you can't afford the retail price, and, you know, all of us want to afford, you know, the retail price and, you know, support the indie dyers and, you know, your local yarn shops. But sometimes when money's a crunch, the D-stashes are a way to go.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can find, like, discontinued colors or colors you can't get anymore or, you know, what if you run out and someone else has your color? You know, you can beg and plead and offer up your firstborn. Not really, though.
No.
Not really, though. And some will trade for other yarn that, you know, you might want to de-stash.
That's why I love Ravelry. The community is so awesome.
Yeah. So this came to me in record time. Like, I messaged her the one day, and we talked back and forth, sent her the money, and she sent it out the same day as I messaged her.
That's great.
Pardon me. Getting a little bit of a froggy throat myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the season for it.
Yeah, it is.
So, do you have any whips, darling?
Well,
you just casted one on.
I just casted one on, the little baby washcloth that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. I picked up and I've been working on the corner-to-corner baby blanket that I'm making. And that's coming along really well. I'm doing the decreasing, so it's coming along a lot faster. And then I'm going to do a little white border around it in a scalloped edging.
That's so sweet.
So, yeah, I think it'll be nice. And then afterwards, I'll just wrap it up and put a little, you know, white ribbon around it and a nice little bow. And, I wanted to get a couple of these little baby washcloths done as well to go with it. Yeah. Oh,
I love those washcloths.
Yeah, I do too. Always have these around to give out for Christmas presents and
baby showers. And babies.
Mm-hmm.
Housewarming.
Yes, very true.
So, on to our needs and wants.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need, dear?
Well, I need to organize the patterns that I have and the needles that I have in a binder because... everything is all over the place right now. it's collectively in storage bins and some drawers, but I don't know all that I have as far as needles are concerned. And I'm talking about circulars and DPNs. Like, I pretty much know what I have as far as straight needles because I pulled them all out and I put them away. And so I know the straight needles that I do have, but as far as DPNs and circulars, I don't. And just having them loose in a drawer, it's kind of driving me nuts. And I haven't, you know, so I saw on Pinterest of all places, a person who organizes her DPNs and circulars by getting the binder inserts and then labeling them, what size the needles are, and then keeping them in the binder inserts.
In the sleeves,
yeah.
That's what Amy Beth does.
Oh, okay, cool. Squirrel.
She's got, like, a huge binder with all her circulars.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got, I think she's got them, got the dividers as lengths of the cord.
Uh-huh.
And then on the inside, she's got, you know, 3.5... 4.5.
Yeah.
Or in the U.S. Sizes. She's got them. So she's got, like, a clear pocket with all her needles in it.
Yeah, exactly. That's
a great idea, and I wanted to do that, too.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I have a drawer full of loose patterns that I want to put together because you've got your patterns binder.
Yeah, I have three.
You have three?
I have three.
What am I talking about? Why would she have one?
Yeah.
But, and then I also want to steal your idea of having a work in progress binder.
Yes, I just re-employed the progress binder.
Yes, because I think that's an excellent idea.
So I've had my patterns all over the place in different bags. And, you know, where did I leave this one for, you know, clockwork? And where did I leave this one for the mama vertebrae? No, I just have a little blue duotang, clear duotang, and I put my patterns that I'm currently working on in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just transfer it from bag to bag.
Yeah. And I love the idea because I think it's just awesome because I need to implement something like that.
Yeah.
Because I have the shawl pattern that you had given me, and I can't remember the name of it, but your mom had done one and you had done one. And it was our cowl.
Oh, it's the Orchid Thief.
The Orchid Thief. Thank you. I have the Orchid Thief pattern around here somewhere. And I need to put it in a work in progress binder, along with a couple of other patterns.
Like your easy triangle pattern.
Exactly, my easy triangle. I keep on looking it up on the internet, and I just want to just flip to it.
Yeah.
And of course, there's patterns that I know off by heart, like doing a corner-to-corner dishcloth. It's like, boom.
Yeah.
You know, it's so simple and easy. I can just cast on with the needles. But there's, you know, most of the other patterns I need to have in front of me.
Yeah.
So I think that's a excellent idea. I'm going to be stealing that off of you. So that's what I need to do. Yeah. What do you need to do?
I need to send out my spring swap for the Sampler Girl podcast.
Cool.
Yeah, Tanya of the Sampler Girl podcast, she had this great idea of doing a little spring swap, and it's just like a couple little walnut-sized balls of yarn and a little spring card, and then whatever else you wanted to put in there as extras. So I signed up for that because I thought it'd be fun, and I have scraps lying around, and so I got another lady who's in Ontario, so.
Oh, well, that was nice and easy.
Yeah, so I can send it out by Canada Post, and it probably won't be as expensive as sending it to the States. So.
Yeah.
So that's good. And so I need to put everything together. I have in mind all the things that I want to put in it. I just have to wrap it up all pretty, like.
Yeah, it's a shame I didn't know about that, or else I would have signed up, too.
It was, like, such short notice. I think I had, like, a day left.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, like, how dare you didn't tell me about it or anything like that. It's just, like, I need to start listening. Another need, I need to start listening to more podcasts.
Yeah.
But I digress. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
but, yeah, that's a really awesome little thing
to do. I like all these little swaps because it doesn't really cost you very much. And then you make someone else happy by getting something new and fun.
Yeah, it may cost you, like, what, $6, $7 in postage, depending on how much you put in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a great idea.
I'm gonna put some tea and maybe a couple little gifts in there, so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some candy.
You're so thoughtful.
Shush.
Some people just send the yarn, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's okay. The card. Which is okay, because that's the whole point.
Yeah.
But I really do love it when people go above and beyond, because I think that's really kind of puts a little special spin on it. Yeah, you do.
I'm like, what is going to make this person smile and go, oh my gosh, you didn't have to do that, but you did.
That's awesome.
So, what I want to do, though,
what I want is more
Malabrigo Arroyo. But we already covered that. Patty, I'm going to be, like, cleaning out Passionate, so.
Yeah. And again, that is Passionate in Toronto.
Yeah.
Go visit the store.
Yeah, we'll put a link up. They have a website, too.
They do.
Yeah. And what do you want, hon?
I want to go see DreamWorks Home. Have you seen the commercials for this?
Is that the one with Jim Parsons?
Yes, Jim Parsons does the voice of the little alien.
Ah!
And I didn't know this, but I was watching Entertainment Tonight. And Rihanna is the voice of the girl.
Oh, really?
In the movie. And it's about this little girl that's searching for, I think, her mother. And she encounters this alien who's voiced by Jim Parsons. And he ends up traveling along with her for whatever reason, probably to help her. I think it's funny, he turns her car into a hovercraft.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyways, and it's just the commercials are the cutest because she has a pet cat. A calico cat that ends up traveling with her, and the cat ends up falling asleep on the alien's head, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, it's vibrating! Is it going to explode?" And it looks really, really cute. Aww. And I do want to go see a movie this year in the theaters, and I think, you know, non-action like movies are probably the best.
You don't want to go see Mockingjay Part 2 in the theater?
Oh, probably not. Like, I do, but the action kind of gets to me and the whole sound and everything. Recently, to go off on a tangent, I think I read that Cineplex Odeon is going to be lowering the volume levels of their movies for their patrons, which I think is a good idea, because sometimes I think it's just too loud.
I will never, ever, ever forget when my husband and I went to see Terminator Salvation. I spent half of it, you know, covering my ears. And I had such a headache. I'm like, it is too loud. And my husband's like, what? I'm like, exactly. It's too loud.
Yeah. I have to agree with you.
So, I haven't encountered one like that since. But, oh my gosh, I will never forget it.
Yeah.
It was so loud and unrelenting.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to sit very long in that.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to do?
I want to go visit Patty in Toronto. It's a very Patty-centric episode this week.
Yes. Because we promised we would pimp her out, and you miss your friend. And
she makes awesome patterns. I still have her pattern, the summer seashell. I have some Madeline Tosh lace that I got from Knit in Charleston when I went on vacation, and that was the last time I went before they closed down.
Yeah.
And I bought that yarn specifically to make Patty's patterns. So, if you want to check out Patty's patterns, she's Patty Waters on
Ravelry.
On Ravelry. So, if you go into patterns and type in Patty Waters, you'll find all of her patterns, and they're gorgeous. And she did a bunch for Malabrigo.
Yes. She does a lot for...
I like the Catherine shawl, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think when she was celebrating a special event in her life, she had a deal on some of her patterns.
Yes,
and I downloaded a few of them. yeah, and so I've got them saved on my computer, and I... That's another thing. I've got so many patterns saved on my computer. I need to organize them, too.
Oh, boy.
But, she is a very talented knitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I miss you, Patty. So, she mentioned that there's a bakery just around the corner from Passionate, too.
Uh-huh.
Called the Rolling Pinto.
Uh-huh.
So, I said that I would bring Beechwood donuts in exchange for macaroons from the Rolling Pinto. So, I need to find a way to get me up to Toronto. So, maybe I can bribe Emily. Auntie M. I'll buy you donuts, too. Because we love you.
Yeah.
So, that's what I want to do. What do you want to do?
What do I want to do is, it's finally spring. And
About time.
And I want to go for some walks.
Yes.
There's a lovely little park nearby, and they recently kind of redid some areas. And I want to go for some walks through the park. And the cherry blossoms will be coming out in the next couple of months. And the apple blossoms, and it'll just be really, really beautiful. And
take lots of pictures
for Instagram, exactly. Because, you know, I usually just post pictures of my cats. but I want to go for walks. So that's what I would like to do.
Yay. Walks are fun. We took my little guy out to splash in the puddles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had a riot. We took videos.
Aww.
He got soaking wet.
Well, that's the fun of it.
Yeah. It's like, I want to splash, Mama. I want to splash.
Well, that's cute that some parents are like, don't splash in the puddles, but you take them specifically out to go splash in the puddles.
Let's go splash.
That's awesome.
It's just clothes.
They'll wash up.
They'll wash up.
Kid will wash up.
Yep.
Soap and water.
I learned that coffee is my friend. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe it's because sometimes tea relaxes me so much that it doesn't wake me up.
Yeah.
Like it puts me to sleep again, and I kind of don't need that when I've been up with the little guy. He's getting two more molars in.
Aww.
So, coffee's my friend. especially with the Coffee Mate.
Yeah.
I found a vanilla caramel one.
Oh, did you?
At the Avondale. It was the last one, and I got it. Avondale is our local, like, convenience store.
Yeah. It's a little colloquialism.
Yeah, it's Avondale. It's Niagara region-centric.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's yummy. But I bought, like, the huge jug at the grocery store of the hazelnut, because that's the one that Stacy likes, and I kind of drank the whole bottle that she brought when she came over the first time, so I replenished the supply.
Yeah.
For the next time she visits.
It's either the hazelnut or the amaretto. I can't remember which one my husband likes to get, but he enjoys the Carnation Coffee Mate liquid.
They have the International Delights, too, at the grocery store, and they have, like, an Irish cream one.
Yeah, he's not so big on the Irish cream.
I'm waiting to see any seasonal ones that come out, like, maybe, like, pumpkin spice ones or something.
Ooh.
That might be nice.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, I like Starbucks when I can get it, but they're a little bit expensive for me.
Yeah. So agreed.
If I can buy, like, a jug of, like, International Delights and just have my instant Nescafe at home with the International Delights, I'm going to do it.
Exactly. Same here.
Yeah.
You know, Starbucks is, like, a luxury.
Yeah, it's a treat.
It's a treat.
It's a treat.
Yeah. I mean, I know there are some people that have it every day, and I'm just like...
Envy.
Envy.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's been ages since I've had a caramel macchiato.
Oh, yum.
Uh-huh.
Well, you would probably like the vanilla caramel.
Oh, probably then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on to new stuff. Do you have new stuff?
I have new stuff. Thank you to you.
And to Tiffany.
And to Tiffany of the Woolly Witch. I have got a sweet roll.
Sample.
Yes, and pumpkin spice latte, and it's gorgeous. And Katie knew that I would choose this one.
I knew. I'm like, you know what? You're going to choose one of these samples from the ones that she sent me, and I have a feeling you're going to choose the pumpkin spice latte.
And I did, because
it's gorgeous.
It's so gorgeous. It's this
golden.
Golden.
It's so soft.
It looks like my cat's fur. It looks like Loki's fur.
It does. It's very shiny.
Doesn't it? It's, yeah. And it's so like soft.
And sparkly.
Not to say, you know, it's... I mean, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And it's got the sparkle gold thread throughout it. And, yeah, I'm just going to have to get one of those spindles.
And one of the little Turkish ones?
Yes, I'm going to have to get one of those Turkish spindles,
yeah,
too.
Well, she's got the little mini Turkishes.
Yes, she does.
You could totally do the little samples on, and I've been kind of toying with the notion.
Yeah, plus, you know, my birthday's in January. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
my birthday's in June, too, so you never know what could happen.
Yeah, you don't know. I might buy you a Turkish
little. Uh-huh, so yeah. It might be on the list. So, that's my new thing. It's gorgeous, and there will be a picture on the blog for you all to see.
Yes.
But like I said, with the gold thread and everything, just like the Outlander inspired yarn that Katie fiber that Katie got,
mm-hmm.
The photo will not do it justice. You have to see it in person.
Nope. You got to buy some.
Yeah.
So I have lots of new stuff because
yes,
everything came in the mail.
Everything.
So I got my I Ain't Afraid of No Girls t-shirt.
Which is awesome.
From T-Fury. And I love, love, love it.
In the turquoise.
The turquoise when you order from T-Fury, you can choose between three colors of t-shirts to have your shirt printed on.
And it depends on what the pattern is.
Yeah.
Because it's different for every shirt.
So I got the bright turquoise with the I Ain't Afraid of No Girls on it. And it says, when someone asks you if you're a goddess, you say yes.
You darn straight, you say yes.
Darn straight, you do. Yep. So I have that. I got my Malabrigo Arroyo from Christine on Ravelry, which is now being knit up. I got my lovely spinning fiber from the Woolly Witch. I got, like I said before, I bought 4 ounces of her spinning roll eggs, the sweet rolls, and it's the Outlander-inspired Water Horse Loch Ness colorway.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to spin those on my wheel. But my house is in such a upturn. Well, it looks like my house has been turned upside down and shaken it, and all the toys are in one area. And when my husband cleans, he takes everything from one spot, and it ends up all over the house.
Oh, so your husband does that too, does he?
It's not really cleaning so far as...
spreading the mess around.
Spreading the mess around until it can be recollected again and then put in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, that's one of the things I'm going to ask for him to do for my birthday, is clean up the house a little bit so I can have my spinning wheel out of its travel bag.
I think that is a reasonable request. So,
I have to finish what's on my wheel right now, and then once that's done, I think I might use the jumbo flyer and just go to town on these roll eggs, because they're gorgeous.
Oh, I cannot wait to see it spun up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be beautiful.
My fingers are, like, itching. I'm like, what spindle can I use? No, you want to do it on the wheel. Well, where can I set up the wheel? No, you got to wait until everything's set up. So, I'm going to wait till my wheel is set up, but just know that this stuff is absolutely freaking gorgeous and soft, and my fingers are itching for it. And the other thing that came in the mail, Somebody Loves You.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Yes, I got my skein of Somebody Loves You sock yarn from Desert Vista Dye Works. It's on her Viso base. It's 75% superwash merino wool and 25% nylon in a fingering weight. And there's approximately 462 yards. There's 4 stripes. There's a red stripe, a zombie decomp lavender, a pink stripe, and a zombie decomp green.
That's just so awesome.
And, oh, I had to fight the urge to cast these on. Like, immediately, but I'm going to wait until I finish a pair of socks before I cast another one on.
I think that's a good idea.
And besides, I like hugging this.
Yeah.
Like, when I got it in the mail, I actually gasped and, like, hugged it and cradled it against my face because I have wanted this for so long.
You know, I had a dream last night about hugging a skein of yarn. I just remembered that as you were talking about hugging yarn. I had this dream that I was, like, in bed and I was trying to fall asleep, and there was, like, so much kind of noise around me. So I was, like, holding a skein of, like, the Malabrigo that I have. Not the stone chat, but the velvet grapes. And I was holding it to my face, and it was kind of, like, comforting me.
Well, it's the wool fumes.
Yeah.
To knitters, it's like catnip.
Lavender or something. Yes. So anyways, that's what, it was kind of like a dream where you're kind of awake, but you're not. Like you're half awake.
A waking dream. Yeah.
You're dozing. I have weird dreams. What can I say?
That's okay. I do too.
Yeah.
Okay. So on to You Had Me at Yarn.
Ooh.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I only have one company, but she's got lots of colorways. And everybody is probably going to know who I'm talking about. Because I've seen lots of people buy her stuff. And this is Miss Babs at missbabs.com. And I want a skein of her Yowza. What a skein.
Yowza.
Because it's a ginormous skein of fingering weight yarn. It's,
oh, yeah?
Like, I can't remember how many yards. It's like 500 and something in one skein. And she's got her regular colorways. And if you see one of the colorways marked as a Babette, that's like a one-of-a-kind. Like,
oh.
A one-off from the line. So she's got so many lovely colors, but I love this one, Spread Your Wings. It's got white and green and blue and purple. Her other colors that I want are Wanna Go Crazy and Hot to Trot. Let me see if I can find the Hot to Trot. Is this insanely bright pink? Hello.
Oh my goodness, that is so cool.
Gee, I wonder if Katie will like that.
Oh, gee, I wonder.
Yeah, the insanely bright pink. There's Gal Noir. This is everything that she has in stock right now. There's one that Val's gonna like. Where is it? It's called Morticia.
Yeah, of course I'll like that.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it. This is the one, Wanna Go Crazy. It reminds me of Hunger Games.
It does. With the whole Mockingjay symbol and the fire flames. And the flames.
Yeah, that one reminds me of Hunger Games, is the Wanna Go Crazy colorway. Let me see if I can find the Morticia for you. It's just, all of her colors are gorgeous. Shaken, Not Stirred.
Bond, James Bond.
Bond. Love Bond. Oh my goodness. I think I passed it. That's okay.
Why have I never heard of her before?
She's insanely popular. This is the other one that I like too, Biker Chick.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I totally passed Morticia, unless she sold out of it.
It's a possibility, especially if she's so popular.
While I was here, she goes to all the really nice, conventions.
Mm-hmm.
And her booths are... There's Morticia.
Oh, her booth nice. Is
one of the most popular ones. I wish she'd come up to Canada.
Oh, it's so expensive here.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, it's one of the coveted companies that I have not yet partaken of.
Ah.
So I keep, I keep browsing and humming and hawing and waiting for that absolutely perfect colorway, but I would really love a skein of Miss Babs. Yowza, what a skein.
Yeah.
To make like a gorgeous shawl or something. Maybe one of Martina Bem's shawls.
And that could continue on in the never-ending Bem-along.
Yes, the never-ending Bem-along with the Knitmore girls.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having a never-ending Bem-along.
Yes.
Now, what had you at Yarn?
Oh, lots of things. I have some patterns, too.
Oh, good.
But Expression Fiber Arts has got me once again.
Again.
And it are.
Good
it,
grammar there.
Huh? Yes, I know. The two that got me at Yarn.
And that first one got me too.
And the first one that got you too. This one is called Prismatic. And it's these gorgeous colors of yellow and kind of a dusty peach and light purple mauve. And it is on her Resilient Superwash Merino wool sock yarn. And the second one is called Unicorn Breath,
mm-hmm.
which is a really nice name for it, because I know other people, they'll use Unicorn Farts or Unicorn Puke or something to that effect. Yeah. And it's like, I like Unicorn Breath. That's quite nice.
Yes.
And it's this palette of rainbow colors that are mostly pastels.
It's not like a babyish pastel.
No. Either.
It's nice, saturated, bright pastels.
Mm-hmm. So you've got the yellow and the turquoise and bubblegum pink and the aqua. The
purple.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
So those are the two that had, and that's expressionfiberarts.com. And again, this one that I saw was also on her Superwash Merino sock yarn. And that's then
gorgeous.
Oh, I know. I just want.
Me wanty.
And the pattern that caught my eye is a dishcloth or a washcloth, and it's a pinwheel pattern. It's free on Ravelry. It's called the Almost Lost Washcloth by Julie Tarsha, and it's just I just love it. It's just it's very cute. It's this pinwheel pattern. It's circle shaped. It includes short rows.
So it's knit.
And she used 5mm needles, but I'm sure that you could probably use 4.5 use. And it's a really lovely looking pattern. I'm probably going to implement it and cast on it in the next little bit, probably after I finish doing this, simple corner to corner one.
Is it a free pattern?
It's a free pattern.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to give that a go too.
Yeah.
So I've got some crochet cotton at home.
Yeah. So that's the pattern that caught my eye. And again, I'll just mention the Yes Yes shawl that the Crochet Crowd has got up for their challenge. It's a beautiful shawl, and it does, like I said before, it helps you to learn to read a crochet diagram. And
I'll mention the Summer Sea shawl.
Yeah.
By Patty Waters. Mm-hmm. And we'll put up a link to that pattern, too.
Yeah. So that's that's what had me.
So what are we reading, watching, and listening to?
Well, I'm not really reading much of anything at the moment.
What? I brought you over the Hunger Games. You're supposed to be, reading Mockingjay like lightning.
I know. I'm going to have to start. I think I'm going to start from the beginning, though.
Yeah, go from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because there's stuff you miss, and the way that she got her Mockingjay pin is totally different in the book.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes. Yes. And okay. I actually like the book version better.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah. I'll definitely have to read on. I still have four, Divergent Collection by Veronica Roth that I have to get through,
mm-hmm.
which you loaned me as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of on the books. Those are the books that are the books on the list. So have you been reading anything lately?
Yes, I'm almost done The Clockwork Scarab by Colleen Gleason, and I'm liking it. I can tell it's young adult.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good. It's really well written. It's just whenever the two girls get around, there's certain, gentlemen,
uh-huh.
there's a lot of butterflies, and I don't know, I'm just like, yes, we get it. They're attractive to you.
Yes.
Let's get going. but, it's for young adults, and you know what young adults are like at that time. So, mm-hmm. But it's a really good story, and I'm enjoying it. And I think I figured out who the main baddie is. I just have to wait and see if I'm right.
Ah.
I think I'm going to be right. Anyway, so that's what I'm reading, and after that, I plan on picking up the Clockwork Angel again to finish that off, because I'm halfway through that, and that's by Cassandra Clare.
Yeah, and that's the prequel to
that's the Infernal Devices series. So, that's what I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
What are you watching?
I've been watching The Walking Dead.
Yes.
An awful lot, and it's coming down to the last two episodes.
My husband is extremely excited for
tonight. I know. Me too. and then next week on the 29th, which will be before this airs,
yeah.
It will be the season finale.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. And our mutual friend, Katie...
Yeah.
Another Katie. She's actually going to be coming by here next Sunday.
Oh, so she's going to watch it with you? Me.
Right, because she doesn't have the channel, the AMC.
Oh, boy.
So, because normally she'll, watch it the next day on the internet. And I was like, well, I've got the channel.
Come over and watch it.
She kind of basically invited herself, which I thought was quite cute, which is totally fine. Oh, I was totally fine with it. But it was just really cute. She's like, okay, I'm coming over. And I was like, well, okay, that's fine.
That's a plan.
That's a plan. So we're going to be doing that next Sunday.
That's good.
It's pretty exciting. So that's what I've been watching. And
did you watch any movies or anything?
Last night, I watched Catching Fire again. And I watched Maleficent again.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. Because I had our other, like, mutual friend Katie over last night.
And you watched two movies.
And we watched two movies, oh, wow. Yeah. It was a pretty late night, but it was good. And I think it was something that she really needed.
Yeah.
To just hang out with friends and not have to worry about, you know, work and other stress and that sort of thing.
Sometimes that's all you need is to sit on the couch and watch some telly.
Yeah. So what have you been watching?
Well, I watched Catching Fire again, too. I'm like, PETA.
Someone's got a crush.
I'm putting this out there. I'm Team PETA.
Uh-huh.
I have never been Team Gale. Ever.
No?
Ever. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're handsome and tall and strong and everything. That's great. You go over there. I like PETA.
Ah.
I have never been one for the main guy.
No.
I like the forgotten boy.
You like the underdog.
I like the underdog. I like PETA.
Mm-hmm.
I like Neville.
From Harry Potter.
I like Pippin from Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. Fool of a Took.
Fool of a Took. He's adorable. I like the forgotten boy who doesn't get noticed until everyone realizes how awesome he is.
Yeah.
So, and what made me almost cry in Mockingjay was the way they made Josh Hutcherson look.
Yes. Because they did an amazing job.
You knew it was coming, and you could see it happening. But, oh my gosh, they made him look horrible. And I was like, oh my gosh, what did they do to you? So, yeah. That's my whole PETA. Team PETA.
I'm Team Katniss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, for a while there, I was kind of like, well, Gale's pretty hot, you know? But, I don't know. I'm kind of, he's kind of a hothead, you know?
I'm Team Joanna,
too. Yeah.
I really like Joanna. She's got a spark.
Yes.
She's fun. Even though she does it in an angry sort of way.
Yes.
But she deserves to be angry.
I liked it in Catching Fire when she told Katniss to make him pay. Making her wear the wedding dress.
Yep.
I thought that was awesome.
You can pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I watched Catching Fire again. And I could probably watch it a few more times. and I totally want to watch Mockingjay again. I can't remember when part two is coming out. Probably November of this year. November or December.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
I'm going to have to go see it. Again.
Yeah.
And again and again.
And again, again,
again. It's just so funny. It's such a bleak series, but I love it.
I know. And Insurgent is now in theaters.
Yes.
Speaking of, you know, dystopian young adult novels.
Yeah.
That's in theaters right now. And I want to see that, but I don't think I'll see it in theaters.
It might be a bit too action-y for you.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The husband and I were just talking about renting Divergent, because I haven't seen it yet. I haven't read the book yet.
They do a very good adaptation.
Okay, that's good.
So, if you haven't read the books yet, definitely, you can totally watch the movies. The books are a little bit more intense in the first and second
volumes
yeah. than the movies, I think, even though I haven't seen Insurgent, but if it goes along with what, you know, the first movie was like, to keep their rating, they don't show a lot of the blood and gore.
Oh, that, from the books?
From the books.
Okay.
Because there's one in the first book, one of the characters gets a knife right in the eye.
Oh.
Ew.
No,
yeah.
I wouldn't want to see that either.
That doesn't happen in the movie.
Okay. No, we don't want to see that.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of a spoiler for you, but anyways.
I also watched yesterday while I was knitting and the husband and the little boy were napping. I watched The Fault in Our Stars.
Ah, yes.
Oh, I loved it.
It's such a good movie.
Such a good movie. And I totally regret not picking up the book when I was at the Book Depot box sale the other day.
Yeah.
Because there was room in the box and I should have thrown it in. Just because, like, they had a few copies and they were beaten up. I'm like, it's okay. You know, Dad will probably want to save room for signed stuff, and I might find other things. And I totally should have picked it up because now I want to read it.
Yeah.
But oh, I loved it.
It was good. It was really good. I love Shailene Woodley. She's an excellent actress. That she's in the Divergent series.
Yeah.
But she also played the main female character in The Fault of Our Stars.
Yeah, Hazel.
Hazel, thank you. Hazel and Grace.
My favorite part was the part where they egged the ex-girlfriend's car.
Yeah, I thought that was excellent.
And Gus, like, talked her mom into going back into the house so they can continue egging the car.
Uh-huh.
And Isaac's like, what, that worked? I loved it. I loved it. I had no idea what to expect. I didn't read any synopsis. I just kind of heard about the movie. I heard about the book. I'm like, let's watch it. I haven't watched it yet. So I turned on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And watched it while I was knitting yesterday. And I got to watch the whole thing, which was a treat.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, you don't. It is a treat when you are able to.
And I felt really happy afterwards. Like, yeah, I didn't get to have a nap, but I got to knit for myself, and I got to watch a movie for myself. And when I went to go wake the boy up, he got up really nice, and we sat on the couch and watched the birdies outside.
Oh, well, that's nice. So, yeah. Sounds like a nice little day that you had there.
Yeah, we did have a really nice day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what are you listening to?
That's one thing that I need to work on, is I need to start listening to more podcasts. And now I've got a little list so I can bookmark the websites mm-hmm. that the podcasts are on, and because I don't listen to them on my, like, you have an iPod that, or phone, you know, yeah. my phone's kind of really rinky dinky, but I'll just listen to them on my computer.
Yeah.
So I've got a nice little list of podcasts to start listening to, and I don't know, I may just start them cold from where they're picking up at.
Yeah, because you don't want to start, like, with the Knitmore Girls. I think they're on their 300th episode or something like that.
Yeah.
So starting from the beginning would be a major investment.
It would be. It would be. So I think I'll just, you know, start from cold from where they left off. And yeah. Because I do love the Fat Squirrel Speaks. I think she's hilarious.
She's the best.
She's awesome. And I do enjoy Sampler Girl?
Yeah.
That we watched the last time.
Oh, we watched Silly Fru, the Sassy Silly Pants Fru, Knitter.
The Sassy Pants Knitter, that's yeah. it. But I thought she
like
was
the Sampler
awesome.
Girl too.
Yeah. So I'm going to be listening to more podcasts. But other than that, you know, I've just been listening to the usual music, top 40 type thing, and mm-hmm. so yeah, and it's nice with the spring weather and listening to music yeah. during the day and getting to knit or crochet and having cats.
Yeah, when I don't have the radio on, it's too quiet at home.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I need the radio on. I've been listening to our well, not really local, they're in Toronto, but it's Boom 97.3, and they're 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really good.
Oh.
I like it. You get to hear lots of really good stuff.
And stuff that we grew up to.
Yeah. I, like, the other day I heard Stairway to Heaven. I'm like, Wow, this used to be the last song at all the dances that mommy went to. And I was talking to my little guy. I'm like, I wonder if it'll be the last song at all your high school dances, too. Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
Will Stairway stand the test of time?
Well, maybe.
We'll see. But, yeah, I listen to the radio at home. And I've been catching up with the Geeky Girls Knit podcast. Because, like I said before, my podcast app on my iPod,
mm-hmm.
it gets a little squirrely, and sometimes it doesn't download their episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So I purchased the Downcast app. Mm-hmm. It was about $3. And it downloads them, no problem.
Excellent.
So I've been catching up, listening to them on my lunches at work. And it's a good thing I did, because I won that prize.
Yes, so, you did.
And I needed to claim it.
And their podcast is on my list, too.
Oh, they're so fun. Mm-hmm. I love them. They're super cute. And they're very clean, so if you have kids, you can watch Cece and Damaris and have no worries whatsoever.
Oh, good.
So, they're really good. And they're very geeky like us, hence the Geeky Girls Knit.
Yeah.
They're all into the Sherlock and Marvel and Doctor Who. And Cece's done some really awesome Doctor Who knitting patterns.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you have to check them out. They're awesome. I've bought a couple of her patterns. And a couple of songs that I can't really turn the radio off to, and I actually turn up the volume. Style, still by Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I really, really like that song.
Me too. I always turn it up whenever I hear it.
And Take Me to Church.
Oh, by Hozier?
Yes. I was listening to our alternative radio station, also in Toronto, 102.1 The Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like a live version. I'm like, oh, this is heaven.
Yes.
It was so good.
It is so good.
So I like that version of Take Me to Church.
Mm-hmm.
And Coming of Age by Foster the People.
Yes, that's a good one.
I really love that song. It gets me shaking my booty.
Yes, it does. Yeah. It's a good one.
You know, when I'm alone and in the kitchen and singing it to myself, or I have it on my iPod and doing dishes and...
That's how I do dishes, too, is I listen to my little iPod shuffle.
My little guy comes in the kitchen, what doing, Mama? And I'm like, I'm dancing, honey. And he does his little dance by stomping his feet on the ground.
Oh, that's cute.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing. That's what we're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let us know what you're listening to. If we're missing out on podcasts that you guys love, or songs.
Let us know.
Yes, let us know. We want to hear from you in our chatter threads for each episode. And
we now have a new general chatter thread, yes, in our Ravelry group for things that are not knit or crochet or yarn, yeah, related. Or even if they are, you know, if you just want to start a conversation with,
yeah,
us.
Yeah, just like jump in like, OMG, did you see The Walking Dead?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Or OMG,
and I'll be just
Outlander,
like, you know, OMG Outlander, or oh my, OMG, yes, I did see it, and yeah, OMG.
just be the OMG thread.
The OMG thread. But yes, we do have a general chatter thread for our Ravelry group, and join us if you haven't.
Yes, please, join up. We love to have new members. We're coming up on, like, 100 members. I think we have 87 right now.
Yep.
So
very proud of our little group.
Yes, our small, intimate little group.
And also follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, yes.
We're all on social media.
Yep.
We're all hooked up.
I think we got retweeted by Jimmy Beans Wool the other day, didn't we?
Yes, we did, for our episode 19 when we gave away the mystery cowl, the Downton. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you're all Outlander.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. their Downton mystery knit-along shawl kit.
Yes, that they graciously donated.
Yes, so we gave that out, and I actually shipped that out on Friday. So You'll be getting it soon. Mm-hmm. So I think that was Diane.
Yes.
Yes. So Diane, your shawl kit's on the way. And it's awesome.
It is. You're going to love it.
It's awesome. Okay. So I think that's it for this episode. And we'll be back.
We will be back. This will be for the March 31st podcast. And we will be back April 15th.
Yeah. So enjoy Outlander and let us know what you think. And don't forget to enter the contest.
Yes. Don't forget to enter.
Don't forget to enter our Welcome Back to Outlander contest. So everyone take care. Enjoy the spring and get out. Go for a walk. And knit in the sun.
Or crochet.
Yes. Or crochet. Okay, take care, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.